Listening to episode number 1950 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, April 15th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Breaking news, they said.
It'll be fun, they said.
It's the Who Cares News. What's happening?
Well, my. Guess they were just pitting on the Ritz all along. Hearts are broken all over town this morning.
Yeah.
So you're hearing the J-Lo and A-Rod split.
They split. And I was expecting this.
Yes, you were.
I mean, what was it, 2 months ago?
Was it even 2 months ago?
Yeah, it was about 2 months ago.
Gosh, COVID time just is flies by so fast.
I mean, I was just, thinking I needed a haircut 2 months ago, and then I gave up on that. And then, before you know it, you're going to have to pay your taxes. I mean, what the hell?
What the hell? So,
I expected this. I so expected this.
I know,
this.
You did. You forecasted.
I mean, I called this.
You did.
Because in reality, and I'm hoping we're right, because we jumped the shark last time, and then we got handed it on a silver platter. It's like, Who Cares News? You guys jumped on the story because you wanted to scoop everybody, and then they stayed together. Let's stay together.
I don't think it's jumping the shark.
Well, all right. So,
Everyone, we have
vetting, right? We've vetted this thing today. We're not just talking out of our butts.
They have a statement.
Sure. They have issued a statement.
Yes.
So they've talked to the kids, which is important.
Well, I hope by now they've talked to the kids.
God,
good grief.
I hope so. I wonder if they've been living apart. I wonder if she's still in the Dominican Republic filming her movie.
I'm sure more details will emerge.
I'm wondering if he's spending some of her money. No, they're not doing that.
No, I don't think so.
Oops, did I spend a little money this week, though.
Did I use your card by mistake? I'm so sorry.
It's only $200 million. It's okay.
Timberwolves.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
But it was just a solo buy.
Right. And that's kind of, I think that was kind of telling. They didn't, the first time that he made a purchase without her, and I'm thinking like, I don't think this is going to end well. I don't think it's going to end well.
So there's a joint statement.
Okay.
To the Today Show.
You said joint. It's not even 420.
To the Today Show.
Do you have the statement? Can you read it for us?
I do have it.
All right. Well, I'm ready.
But you've been very involved over there. So
I'm sitting at the dinner table waiting for this statement right now. I got my fork and my knife in my hand. I'm ready to consume this. So give it to me. I don't know where that came from.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's me.
What's in your coffee this morning or your Fruit Loops?
Yeah, my Fruit Loops.
Their statement.
That's what it is.
We have realized that we are better as friends and look forward to remaining so.
We will continue to work together
and support each other on our shared businesses and projects.
Well, they're not married.
Right.
So they don't have to split anything up by law.
And it went on to say.
Yeah.
We wish the best for each other. And one another's... Play the violin.
Oh, I'm playing.
No, quietly.
Oh, sorry.
We wish the best for each other.
It's a little violin, really little.
And one another's children. That doesn't suck a violin.
I'm sorry. It's the best I could do. Then you play the violin and I read the damn thing. Hang on a second. Where were we? Oh, that's yesterday's news. You still have yesterday's news on the podium. We wish the best for each other and one another's children. Out of respect for them, the only other comment we have is to say thank you to everyone who has sent kind words and support. And just like that, poof, into vanished out of existence forever and ever. And you heard it kind of first here on the Who Cares News.
Kira Sedgwick was on the Drew Barrymore show yesterday.
Okay.
And it was awkward.
Why? Because it was Kira Sedgwick?
No, kind
of. Or because
like
it was Drew Barrymore?
A lot of the interviews on there are awkward.
But I can only imagine because she's so honest. And
yeah.
She's so out there, I think, it's probably awkward. But that's probably the charm.
Probably.
All right, Kira Sedgwick, also awkward. I think she's an awkward person.
Because actually her name is Kira Bacon.
Is it? Well, yeah, that's right. Because she's married to Kevin Bacon. Because his real name is Bacon.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's not something that anybody would make up. That's for sure. It's like, no, he's stuck with that name. Yeah, that's crazy.
But what an awesome name.
It's an awesome name.
It's awesome because he doesn't love bacon.
Still a rock star, that Kevin Bacon.
Kira told a story on Drew about, or to Drew, I guess, about why she's banned from Tom Cruise's house.
What?
Maybe not officially.
She's not a Scientologist. That's number one.
Right.
See what I did there? See what I did there?
She was invited once. She's never been asked back. So she and honey Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
They went there for dinner 30 years ago.
30 years ago?
Yes,
wow.
Sir.
They've been together 30 years?
They've been together longer than 30
Holy
years.
Holy crap. Yeah. That doesn't happen in Hollywood.
No.
Who else?
They're solid.
Patrick Duffy and his wife, I think they were together until she died. I mean, they were together a long time. Well, Suzanne Summers and Alan Hamill, they have sex 3 times a day before noon.
Right. Why
and
not?
They're octogenarians or sextagenarians or whatever.
They're too
know.
Exhausted to go anywhere else.
That's right. It's noon. Going to bed. And I mean, this time I'm going to bed. Put that thing away.
You know, it's you're there for dinner. You're socializing. La, 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 la.
You're wandering around the house.
Wandering. No, well,
you're
actually, she was
rifling through the medicine cabinet.
No, luckily for her, she was in the room with everybody else.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
She just wandered casually over to the fireplace, and she noticed, oh, look, there's a button under the mantle.
Hmm.
So she wondered, what's this do? And she pushed it.
Because, what, did she think the fireplace was going to rotate? She's going to be in some
That
dumb
would be my first
thing.
Thought. And actually,
right?
When I saw that she pushed it, that was exactly my first thought. It's going to turn around.
It's going to rotate.
And it's going to
be Cloris Leachman with a candelabra. And she'll be singing.
Now,
he was my boyfriend.
So she did say that she thought something interesting might happen.
Yeah.
But...
nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing? She pushed
nothing
the button?
Nothing happened. She got nervous, so she fessed up to Tom that
she
pushed
did.
The button,
oh,
and he
no.
revealed to her that it was the panic button.
Tom Cruise has a panic button.
So fast forward a couple minutes, probably no more than a couple minutes later, the cops came and interrupted a screening Tom was having, because he was having a screening with his friends.
You know what? Totally off subject, off topic. Yesterday, Halle Berry posted a picture with no underwear on. She had slit up the side, and it was bare, baby. I just thought I'd bring that up.
You can tell that there was no underwear.
Well, of course not there was no underwear. She goes commando, I'll bet. Totally unrelated to what we're talking about.
But
why not?
It's Halle Berry, so there doesn't have to be an explanation.
More Who Cares tomorrow.
More Halle Berry.
Have a great day.
I just wanted to be my personal trainer. That's what I want Halle Berry for.
Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.